You won't need a lingerie bowl to keep yourself entertained at halftime in Las Vegas. Thanks to the magic formula known as alcohol and wagering, many people consider Vegas the place to be on Super Bowl Sunday. Producer Flo Rogers talked to the head bookie at the fabled Stardust Casino, Bob Scucci.
I'm Bob Scucci. I'm the race and sportsbook manager here at the Stardust Hotel and Casino. We're in the sportsbook. And we're gearing up, for in a couple of days. We got the big game. The Super Bowl is the biggest event, the biggest single event for all the sports books here in the city. I've been at this for about 15 years. Short of actually being on a professional field, getting paid to play sports, this is probably the next best thing for me, is to book the games and be a legal bookmaker. There's going to be over $70 million bet throughout Nevada on just the game alone, but that's really just a drop in the bucket to what it does for the entire economy. The amount of money that's going to be spent on rooms, restaurants, food and beverage, entertainment, the shows, the Super Bowl itself has become as synonymous to Las Vegas as New Year's Eve is to Times Square. It's even more exciting to be in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl than it is to actually be in the city where the game is being played. There's going to be wall-to-wall people. It'll be standing room only in all the sports books in Las Vegas. Everyone will be lined up trying to make their wagers, trying to get prepared for the game so that when they watch it, they'll have all their bets in. And then when the game kicks off, everybody just settles in and goes crazy for just about every play. And the roar, you just can't even hear yourself think when the big plays happen during the game. The betting is not like parimutuel wagering, which happens in like horse racing. What they do is they get pretty much what we call fixed odds, and they're betting directly against the casino. They're not betting against other customers or other bettors. They're betting their money against our money. We have over 200 different proposition wagers, which are kind of crazy bets that regard all different aspects of the game, from the coin toss to who's going to score the first touchdown, who's going to score the last touchdown, whether or not the players involved have an odd number jersey or an even number jersey, the first person to score. You can bet on the total number of field goals made in the game, virtually any aspect of the game. Once the game starts, then all I do is start sweating all the bets, meaning that all the thousands and thousands of dollars we have on all the different propositions, and I'll have a rooting interest on just about every play during the game. So as the game progresses, I'll be rooting, and then I'll be posting the final scores of all these wacky propositions. If you had to ask me who's going to win the game and by how much, I'm going to say the New England Patriots by 7 points, because that's what I think the final score will be. And, may the better person win.
Bob Scucci, race and sportsbook manager of the Stardust Casino, and thanks to producer Flo Rogers of member station KNPR Las Vegas.